Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Trex Radio Show is on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And as the sun sets on the western United States, good evening to the western United States. Thanks for being here. All right, my next guest is Beverly Flaxington, and she is the author of Make Your Shift, and she is the author of this book, and she talks about stress in the workplace, and stress in the workplace equals ineffectiveness. Does it not, Beverly? It sure does.
And unfortunately, there is more stress than most people can handle.
So, Oh my God.
It's definitely a pretty significant problem.
And what do you attribute this to? What's going on? Why is there so much stress? No matter what job people are doing, stress is out there.
So I think that it's a few things. In a lot of cases, you have a situation where the person doesn't get along with the boss, so they're always wondering, are they going to be in trouble? They're always frustrated. Many times, Drex, you have situations where a person isn't suited for the job, so they're really struggling to be able to perform well. In other cases, you've got bad communication coming from leadership. You know, it's really a variety of things, and the fact is that we can't run away from it, because you run away, you go somewhere else, and you're going to encounter a lot of the same things.
Right. So as a subordinate, and you just touched on something, if you're not suited for your position, what should you do about it? Should you go and talk this out with your boss?
Well, let's be careful. So what you want to make sure that you do is you definitely want to make sure that you're clear on what your strengths are, what it is that you'd like to do. I call it what success looks like to you, right? The first step in shift, specify your desired outcome. So what is it that would be successful for you? So that when you talk to your boss, if that's what you decide to do, you're very clear and you can kind of paint a picture for them as to, you know, here's where I can really contribute. Here's the areas that I think I need some support. And you're not going just to ask for help. In my experience, a lot of bosses, they're not keen on that. They like you to come and be able to say what it is that you need very specifically, not turn to them to solve it.
Right. My own boss, personally, he has told me, he said, Drex, you know, you don't like conflict, so we need you not to have conflict in your life. I said, thank you. And he's absolutely right. I don't deal well with conflict. And I know it's part of the business life and it's even the traffic situation. Coming and going, the commute is stressful for everybody. And then I don't know what your home life's like, but you have all of these things compounding on one, and it becomes toxic.
Well, it does, and it was very stark to me, Drex. I had an opportunity last week to do a company that I work with asked me to do a webinar on mindfulness. So how is it that you can get, right, a little bit more, you know, calm and, you know, I solicited input from people before I did it, just saying, what are the kinds of things that upset you? How do you deal with it? And I just walked away with this picture of people, you know, getting out of bed in the morning and already stressed about the thought of going to work. Never mind what happens when you get there.
Yeah, well, that's powerful. I mean, if you're tossing and turning all night, worrying about the next day because you're going to be stressed and you can't sleep, that's so counterproductive. You're probably not at the right job.
Well, and I think you had actually have a fortunate experience where you have a boss who's very in touch with who you are, who says, look, I want you to be successful. I know this isn't something that works well for you, so we're going to try to minimize it. You know, once in a while, somebody has a boss who takes an interest in them or notices something. And quite frankly, I think those are the good bosses out there. Those are the ones that are paying more attention. But for a lot of people, you know, they're feeling vulnerable about losing the job. They don't want to make waves. They don't want to bring something up. And so that's where it gets that you have to be very thoughtful about what exactly you're asking the boss for, and do you even want to bring up to the boss that you're dealing with this, or do you want to try to come up with a solution on your own?
Okay, let's talk about solutions on your own, because we've already talked about, you know, you need to be careful about this and think this out. So this is where Make Your Shift, your book, would come in very convenient. So what if you want to handle situations on your own?
So there's a few things to think about. So first of all, you do have to identify where the stress is coming from. Where is the disconnect? And that's what I talk about, Drex, which is about painting the picture a little bit about your desired outcome. So if you were to get up in the morning and to be more enthusiastic about going in, and you were to go throughout the day and it was to be a more positive experience, what would that really mean? I think sometimes we get in situations where we know we don't like it, we know we want to get away from it, we know it's negative, but we actually can't turn it around and figure out what is it that we do want. So the first thing is kind of getting that picture of what do you want it to be?
Right. Yes. Well, I think that we all know what we want it to be, but sometimes we don't. I don't know. Maybe we become lackadaisical, or we're afraid, or we're so set in our ways, or we're bullheaded and we just don't want to do anything. It's like, let's go in there, let's do it and get out. And boy, that's just not the right thing.
Well, it's not, because what's the definition of insanity, right?
Doing right.
The same thing
over and over again. Yes, especially if you hate it. Oh, my God. And I have to tell you, Beverly Flaxington is my guest, and she is the author of Make Your Shift, the 5 Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get Where You Want to Go. There was a survey put out today. It was from the UK, but I think it's applicable to the States, too. And they talk about the fact that the average person can only fully relax for 36 minutes a day because of their work stress.
Because of work stress. And this is, you know, and I think what's happened is, of course, the constant connectedness. So I've talked to a lot of people who say, you know, I know that I need to separate myself from the emails. I know that I need to put my phone away, at least, you know, for dinner with my family. I know that when I go on vacation, I need to disconnect. But then there's so many people that are very fearful about doing that, because now am I going to look like I'm not, you know, really engaged with the job and I don't really care. So it's become almost a situation where work is so pervasive. It used to be TGIF. We'd get to the end of the week, you'd at least get your weekend, and then maybe you'd start worrying about it on Sunday night. But now it's something that we don't leave it behind. So working in those breaks, or turning our attention and our mind to what do I want this to be and how can I overcome some of these obstacles? I think we have to get there. Otherwise, it's a long road to retirement to be so miserable.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I love about our company. Our company has an initiative, at least here in San Francisco, where they do not email you on the weekend. So you don't even have to bother looking, because it's not going to be there. Nor are you encouraged to send them emails.
And see, this is the thing that I think, you know, a lot of companies are starting to realize. When somebody is unable to disconnect, there's been some really interesting research tracks that's been done on the effectiveness of managers and leaders. And when you're going from meeting to meeting where you don't even have 5 minutes to digest what's been said, think about how you're going to deal with it, plan for it, but rather you're moving right into the next thing, your productivity goes down. We do need that space. We need that disconnect time. We need that thoughtful time. And so I think a lot of companies are understanding that to keep people engaged nonstop, you lose your effectiveness when you do that.
For sure. And not only that, I find that this enters one's own personal relationships, because by the time you're done with your 8 or 9 or 10 hour day, and then you have an hour commute by the time you get home, you're just exhausted, and you can't find time to be with the one you love or your family. You're just so stressed. It's like, oh, I want to have a few glasses of wine and go to bed.
And then think about that, right? So then that also leads to the stress, because then you leave, you know, you go to work the next day thinking, I really need to be able to make this time. So we have to be able to see, I think, for each of us, though, where those, and I call them the obstacles. The H in shift is highlight your obstacles. I mean, I am a big fan, Rex, of not only focusing on what it is we do want, because we can get so consumed by what we don't like and what's negative and what's bad. So trying to think about, okay, well, what would float my boat? What would make me feel happier at my job? But you do also have to look at the obstacles. And I think, you know, you said it well earlier. Sometimes the obstacle is me.
Right.
It's my attitude. It's my approach. We have to be honest about that.
Yes, we do have to be honest with ourselves. On that point, Beverly Flaxington, let's take a break and we'll be back. And once again, Beverly is the author of Make Your Shift. 5 powerful moves that it can make you where you want to go. There you go. And we'll continue the conversation in just a minute. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. We're almost there, people. If you're stressed out for the weekend, it's right around the corner. And by the way, 8 more days until Memorial Day weekend. That should make you feel good. 31 more days until Father's Day. 46 more days until the 4th of July. My guest is Beverly Flaxington, and we're talking about stress in the workplace. And we all know what that is. And that equals ineffectiveness. That's a bad thing. And Beverly's book is great. It's called Make Your Shift. And she talks about the 5 powerful moves you can make to get you where you want to go. Beverly, I have, let me see here. What is this gentleman's name here, Brian? I'm sorry. I'm sure you threw it in front of me. Oh, here we go. He has a question about working with stress. Eric in San Jose, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Good afternoon. I mean, good good evening. What? All of a sudden, I'm doing Chip Show. Okay.
Yeah, basically, I'm in a situation right now where I took a job as a manager for a mechanical plumbing contractor in San Jose. And part of this job is I also have deliverables that I have to produce as if I was a worker underneath myself, because we don't have the manpower to. So I'm doing a manager and I'm managing myself, trying to get more people under me. But there is no qualified personnel out there. They're hard to find. The ones that are qualified are happy. And because the economy is doing good and everyone, and there's lots of work out there, I'm kind of in a rock and a hard place. I'm having to work lots of overtime, and it's frowned upon because I'm not salary, and I kind of feel guilty charging the overtime, but at the same time, I'm not sure. It's causing me a lot of stress, along with the fact that, you know, working all the overtime after I get off of work, I've got about a 3-hour commute home.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's the Bay Area, Beverly. I don't know where you're situated, but that's what we need to put up with. Yeah, that's what we don't need to, but that's what we do put up with.
And colleagues in California that I do know that story.
Yes.
So a couple of questions, though. If the economy is so good, is this the right place for you to be, or is there another place that might be better suited for you?
Well, the thing is that it's a company where the department that I'm in, it's relatively new and it's going through growth problems. You know, they got a lot bigger really quick. They needed a manager, and now we have a workload that we can't handle ourselves. We're having to outsource a lot, and eventually we'll get the manpower. It's just really hard to find. I've already gone through a couple of people where we've taken some chances and it didn't work out and I had to let them go.
Okay.
Although I needed manpower, you know, the quality of work there plus other things caused me to have to let them go. So it's a real problem trying to find a qualified manpower when you have a good economy, because they're happy, the people that are good, where they're at, and trying to get them to come over. You end up having to pay the nose to get it to come over.
All right, Eric,
so much cost effective.
Okay, I'm going to let you listen to her answer off air. And this is the case with a lot of people. They're overwhelmed with work, and you're expected not to ask for the overtime pay, but you're expected to get the job done, as he said.
And, you know, Drex, I think one really important piece of what Eric's talking about, so critical, is, you know, he talked about putting in and feeling the guilt. And that's where we give up a lot of our effectiveness and where a lot of our stress comes from, is that I call it the self-talk, the negative self-talk that we go into. And that, you know, emotionally drains us, physically drains us. So it's not going to necessarily change the outside situation, but it's something we have to be really watchful about, because it definitely, you know, it pulls on those reserves that we really need.
For sure, for sure. And so with a situation like his, I mean, he said, I'm stuck between, you know, the rock and a hard place. And I don't, a lot of people say, well, you know, what am I to do? And I'm stressed. I could hear it in his voice.
Absolutely. Well, and then what happens, of course, you have the commute, people get tired. And so it is really important when you can get kind of those small, you know, moments, even if it's on the weekend, if it's sometimes in the car, instead of ruminating over, my goodness, I've got this to do, I've got that to do. You know, one simple thing, Drex, that I tell people is when you have a lot on the plate, you have a lot of to-dos, is instead of just looking at it as a laundry list of all the things you have to get through, is to have that discipline to sit down either the night before or the morning of and prioritize and just focus on the top three things for that day. What are the top three priorities? It's not that that's all you're going to do, but I've worked with a lot of people that are in this place where they just, you know, it's like they can't imagine how they can get it all done. And there is something about just taking that list and making it just those top three, just focusing on those priorities, that somehow gives us that sense of, okay, I can do this. And then we make more progress.
Right. And I think that this is one of the reasons, as Eric was just talking about, why the gig economy is such a big thing. And, you know, I feel like we're at the birthplace here, but it's just exploding nationwide because people want to work for themselves.
Well, and we certainly know that the number one reason that a person takes a job is because of the job. It's a job they want to do.
Right.
The number one reason that somebody leaves a job, an overwhelming percentage of people, is the boss. And so I think in a lot of cases, we have the issue that we don't necessarily get along with someone. We don't want to work for them. We want the flexibility. We want the ability to, you know, kind of make our own rules. But, you know, I've run my own business for a long time, and it's not all roses either. You know, everything has its pros and cons, and that's where I come back to. You kind of have to define for you what are the things that are most important for you.
I understand. I have a friend of mine, and I think this might be an effective story. So he took this job, it was a psychology gig, and it was for a corporation, and he was ready to move his family to Baltimore, okay, and he was living in Virginia. So he took this job, and they didn't really want to move from Virginia because they had a family. So, and this is, I think a lot of people in the Bay can relate to this because of just what Eric said, the commute and the expense, people think about leaving. So, but he took the job and went there to set up house with while the rest of the family was there, but turns out he hated the job, and it was not with the job description told him it was going to be. It turned out to be completely something different. He quit in 2 weeks. And I think normally a lot of people would say, well, you didn't give it a chance. But I told him, I said, I give you the respect for doing that instead of dragging your family to another state in another city and being miserable.
I mean, honestly, I can't agree more. I think it is. That's why I just asked Eric, too, you know, are there no other places to go? Because I think that, you know, at times when it gets so bad, Drex, we kind of have to say, you know, is there another option?
Right.
Is there another thing that is going to fit for me? And we haven't even got to talk about I call it the behavioral aspect, where I can remember when I worked in a large corporation and I got, you know, promoted way to the tippity-tippity top, and I hated it because I found out, you know, I'm not really good with rules. I like to kind of creative problem solve, and you get to a role like that and you have to be a rules person. And so it's also just kind of understanding who are we as people and what's going to be the best situation for us to be in.
Right. It makes me think that we need to go with our gut, just as my friend did. It's like, this isn't working out, and I'm not putting my family through this hell if I can't stand it.
Exactly. Why? I mean, and because how am I going to be then with my family, too?
Right.
It permeates all of the rest of our lives.
Ugh.
But we have to take that step back and say, what choices do I have, and not live feeling like we're completely at the mercy.
Okay, so I felt that with Eric, too, and that's why I wanted to relate my own personal story with someone, because if you're completely overwhelmed, well, sometimes, you know, something else. Beverly, you are fantastic. I'd love to have you on the air again. Beverly Flaxington is the author of Make Your Shift, the 5 Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get You Where You Want to Go. And I thank you very much for your time.
I would come back anytime I'm asked, Rex. Thanks very much.
You bet. We'll do it again. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. And we're going to have some fun here. We're going to talk about annoying drivers, speaking of that commute. Oh, you can lick your cat now. What it says right here, you can lick your cat. And then we're going to talk about Pornhub's brand new fun called Bang Fit. That's on the way on the Drex. No, don't do that. People, you have dirty minds. That's what you think when you listen to this show, don't you? All right, this is the Drex Radio Show, and we'll continue. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Gray.
Generation of KGO 810.
The first U.S. penis transplant has taken place, offering hope to those who lost theirs due to injury or disease. But what about the silent majority who dream of a penis transplant? Yes, I'm talking about men with less than adequate size. These men have suffered their entire lives, using excuses like, I'm just a little nervous, or what did you expect? It's freezing in here. They've had to endure comments from intimate partners like, it's okay, size doesn't matter, when she really means, it's all that matters. If you are well endowed and have a gently used penis, check off penis donor on your driver's license and know yours could live on long and hard for someone who needs it most. And for those men who've been married 20 years or more and don't want children, become a living donor. You're not using it anyway.
Oh, that would have to apply to the host. Damn. All right. Well, it's not for sale. It's still my friend. Even though it doesn't get used enough. Well, anyway, so this is a thing now. Doctors performed the first U.S. Penis transplant. It went down at Massachusetts General. And the recipient was a cancer survivor. And it is being called a surgical milestone. And the 64-year-old gentleman it was a 15-hour procedure. And it was amputated in 2012. Okay, because of cancer. But so hopefully he's going to be okay. But here's what they're saying. They're saying it was a success and that it should be working.
Great news.
Yes, as a discharge item within the next couple months. And they're saying in many months it should function junction.
Fully?
Yes. Here's the doctor talking about it.
So he's doing well so far. We spoke with him this morning. He's up and about, out of bed, and progressing cautiously and conservatively in his course. But we think he's on a path to recovery. He's emotionally doing amazing. I'm really impressed with how well he's handling things. And he's just a very positive person. We went through a pretty rigorous psychological screening and made sure his motivations for this transplant were appropriate, and in our view they couldn't be more appropriate. He wants to be whole again. He wants to not be, as Dr. Koh said, in the shadows and about an injury such as this.
And he also said that he has not had the stomach to look down at it yet. It's probably quite swollen.
Yeah, I wouldn't suspect what he has going on down there is a good indication of what he's going to have long term.
Right. And I don't know if you get to pick if he had any choice in what he got or not.
Oh, like with size and color.
Right. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if you just take that from a cadaver or from, yeah.
What if he didn't have foreskin before, but now he does? That would be crazy.
Oh, please. You get what they give you, circumcised or not.
Well, yeah, I understand that, right. But, you know, it would just be completely different.
Well, let me tell you this. Brian Pelletier, he just went through surgery, so the last thing you need to do is, chop the end off of his penis. circumcise him.
I wonder if they could have done right. it before the surgery.
Leave those children's penises alone.
Oh.
Let them decide. Don't get me started on circumcision. Leave those penises alone. They don't belong to you.
I have an interesting circumcision story. My dad fought in Vietnam, and one of his friends who went into the service with him had to get it done because it got infected when they were out, you know, in the jungle.
Okay. Well, that's the rare case.
He said it was the yep. worst thing that he had to hear his friend go through in his life. It was just awful.
I think boys, men, should be able to decide themselves whether they want that or not. Because, you know, back in the day, it was because everybody else did it and you didn't want your kid to be embarrassed in the shower at high school. Nowadays, I think the numbers are beyond 50% where people are not circumcised because of the influx of people from other countries and, you know, the Hispanic culture or the African-American culture or whatever they're coming from. They're just not doing it in the numbers anymore.
Well, and medicine's better now, so you don't have to necessarily worry about anything.
Those 10,000 nerve endings that you're cutting off, let me decide. Is that okay? All right. Now, should we move on? Should we let...
You meant for yourself, not for everyone.
No. Leave those children alone. It's theirs. It's not yours. Okay. That was an editorial. Now that we've got my editorial ass opinion out of the way.
Leave them kids alone.
That's right. I said the wall, man. No pudding for you. Leave those kids' penises alone. All right. Should we segue that into Bang Fit?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, why not? Let me see where Bang Fit's at. Oh, here it is. So this is actually a thing. It really, I told you, this better not be a joke because it just sounds like a joke to me.
Well, it's Pornhub, though.
But it is Pornhub, and it is, if we found it on TechCrunch. And TechCrunch, I'm counting on you that this is not parody.
The author said he even tried it out.
Okay. All right. So here, I have to tell you, I have another source. Actually, my show prep source gave it to me today, too, so I got to believe it's true. It's called Bang Fit. So Pornhub.com just launched a new fitness game, seriously, and you can score points just by getting it on. Apparently, if you want to play, you launch the app, and then you both strap your phones around your waist.
What is this?
You both strap your phones. Now, wait a second. This could get in the way if this is a lesbian couple, if she's got something else strapped around her.
Uh-oh.
That's not going to work. Get that thing out of there. And wait a second. How's that going to work with a guy, too? He's got that thing poking around. I don't know.
Well, there is a video for it, so you can...
Yes, there is a video.
Kind of teaches you, you know, the ins and outs, if you will. On how to use
when
it.
You get home or whatever you're doing, if you're listening, yeah, go ahead, pick up your phone. Not when you're driving, of course, but yeah, just Google Bang Fit. You'll see it. And by the way, it's not X-rated. I was surprised. It was not very nasty. It's kind of all right. Okay. Then you put on some special X-rated movie clips, of course, and then you try to match what the actors are doing. Really? Oh, yeah. I guess that was part of the piece we saw, including pacing, positioning, and more. Now, once you both finish, the app tells you how many points you scored and how many calories you burned. I mean, the fitness part is for real. They really are. This is like a workout.
It sounds romantic.
Yeah, it really does. Don't get that all over my phone. Oh, I would just creep out. It would just creep me out. Don't touch it.
Well, and phones are already one of the most dirty things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It needs more.
I know. I have.
And what if somebody calls you while you're getting it on? You automatically answer it?
No, you FaceTime.
Oh. Nothing.
I'm sorry. I'm out of order now, aren't I? The house is out of order. Okay, let's see here. It's kind of like Guitar Hero meets Getting It On. And we're all better because of it. So let's hear the commercial.
Bang Fit is a game-based fitness program that will get you into shape while having the time of your life. Just go to our website and choose a sexercise routine. Next, select the number of players and gender. Then sync the website to your smartphone, attaching it to your waist with the official Bang Fit band. The objective of the game is to hump along with the video on the screen, copying each movement in order to get your muscles working. The better you coordinate your moves, the more points you get. You won't be pumping iron, but you'll be pumping nonetheless. The sexercise comes to an end, you'll get your final results and ranking. But this game isn't about who wins top honors, because with Bang Fit, everyone scores.
Wow! Can't wait to get that. Is it just an app, or do you need a device? Oh, do you need? They're probably selling the bell.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I mean, any way to make a buck.
Right, it is a belt.
It's a belt that it almost looks like a fanny pack.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a substantial thing that you're strapping around you, and then you got to get your phone on you.
And then I'm going to slap you with my selfie stick if you don't do what I want.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to hold the story about licking your cat to the other side.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. And by the way, trees do go to sleep at night. I'm so thankful that I'm in California to do this, to tell you people. God gave me a special purpose. It's to tell you tree huggers a little secret about trees. That's why God, now I have found my purpose, why God moved me from Chicago to here. All right, that's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, with a look at traffic here.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
On the next generation of KGO 810.
Well, you can lick that thing now. By the way, after the top of the hour when I begin the late night late show wrap up, so I'm not sure if you heard about the woman who gave live birth. She was the first one to do it on Facebook streaming live. Well, now there's a twist to this story. They didn't know the guy, the dad, thought that he was only sending it to his relatives and friends. As marked on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We all have our friends on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he thought it was a list of 10. No. The whole wide world.
And we've seen it now.
Yes, everybody has. I'll play the audio for you. I'm going to give you like a minute and a half of the good stuff. And then this guy, the bad part about this, I thought, is they were ragging on the dude because, you know, he's, what were they saying? It's like, oh, you're being such... What were the detractors saying?
Almost like he's being disingenuous and kind of joking about
it. You're placating her, and you're disingenuous is a good word. And you know, a woman doesn't need all your BS. And like that's what he's doing the Lamaze thing. He's doing what? I'll let you hear it coming up. All right, let's get to the cat. Do you ever sit there looking at your cat and saying, "Well, you know." That cat licks himself, and you think, man, I wish I could get in on that.
Karen does. She's a cat owner. We're dog guys.
Karen, when you put a bottle of wine down watching The Bachelor, do you think, wow, I wish I could get in on that licking thing?
Oh, hell no. My cats are in my bedroom.
Doing what? Bang Fit?
Oh, no. For cats.
Okay. All right. There's a new product for sale that's called Licky Brush. No, come on.
Is it like a Gene Simmons tongue?
A kitty litter you not. And it lets you finally experience the joy of licking your cat.
Oh.
But in a productive and sanitary way. It's shaped like a huge tongue, and then you put it in your mouth. But it's really a brush, so when you lick your cat with it, you're actually brushing them. Come on.
I might just use a brush for that. I don't know.
Kitty, kitty.
I mean, what's the benefit of having this versus just a brush? It just seems strange.
Because you wonder, boy, I wish I could get in on that. Wow. It's going to launch on Kickstarter soon, but if you sign up at Licky Brush... LICKI brush.com with your email, they'll let you know when it's alive.
No, thank you.
There's no word on how much the Licky Brush will cost.
They'd have to pay me to take one.
Well, we know what we're getting Karen for Christmas, a Licky Brush.
Your birthday's around the corner.
Oh, and Valerie too. Yeah, Valerie.
Oh yeah, she's a cat woman.
Yes, she's a cat woman. Oh, my God, I'm saving this story for her for next Monday because she doesn't come back to produce my show until Monday. Guess what? You're getting a Licky Brush. That's what you're getting. Let's see. What else did I tease? Oh, annoying drivers. Okay, So think now, what is the most annoying thing that people do when they're driving in your own mind?
Cut me off.
All right, that's fair. Okay, so number 10 is, we'll go from 10 to number 1. People who honk when they don't really need to. I don't really think this is a honking kind of town. Of course, honking, there is honking that goes on, but it's necessary. The honking that happens here in California, I got to give a lot of credit to the people who live in the Bay Area. Chicago, man, everybody honks at everything. Nobody gets any sleep because everybody honks.
Yeah, I feel it's like the further town. East you go, the worse it gets. Like New York and Boston are
there's
awful.
A lot of towns where you honk and people get very offended by that. Okay, but here,
Small towns, right? Here
it's warranted. Like trying to get out of the city, move! All right. I was going to say something about Priuses, but people, I love you in those Priuses. And I know you have to go the speed limit because you're a Lyft and Uber driver, but really, just can't you go a little faster, please? People who speed. That only bothers 5% of the people. Come on. People who don't use turn signals. Yes, that bugs me. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when they're changing lanes or something.
No, when you're waiting at an intersection. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there is not a directional light. Mm-hmm. You know, just come on. It's common courtesy. People who multitask when they're driving. But 37% admitted that they've done it themselves. Oh, sure. People who drive below the speed limit.
That's worse than above by far.
Yes. I don't know. You know, I have to say, so I live over on the other side, okay? And let me see here. So I'll be on 13 sometimes during the day. Perhaps they're older. I'm not sure what's going on. But the speed limit is 55 or 65. I swear to God, there are people on there doing 35. 35, 25. I'm thinking, you know what? Why don't you just pull over? Why don't you just walk? You know, some people go so slow there. I think they're actually about to go backwards. They think that they're not in a car. They think they're in the way back machine.
Yeah, it's like take a surface street.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, just walk. Okay, people who drive too slow in the left lane. Well, here that doesn't matter because we go right around you. People who skip the line at an exit and go to the front and then merge.
Oh, that happens all the time. In the MacArthur Maze on my way over, I see it always.
I'll only do it downtown because, the tourists, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to get around
Teresa's.
People that
get
out of their own way.
I'm no angel. If you've listened to the show, you might have already deduced that. Yeah. When I'm going up First Street and you're lollygagging, I'm over in that right lane going 50 miles an hour to get the hell away from you. All right. When I'm done, I'm done.
Oh, you know what's the worst is coming over the Bay Bridge, I always drive by the person that's like videoing and taking photos of the San Francisco skyline and Alcatraz.
Those are the people who crash. Yeah, they're the ones who cause the problems. Okay, people who tailgate. There's a lot of that going on here. I mean, you know what I find very interesting is coming to work, even if I'm doing 65 or 70, there will be somebody behind me on my ass who wants to do 80 or 100. And they will pass you by doing that. All right, whatever. C'est la vie. And then number one, people who text and drive. And, of course, 22% that they're the most annoying type of driver of all. But, I think we've got that down now. We know better, don't we?
It's illegal.
Well, yeah, yes. And the thing, here's really the deal. You don't want to have an accident and then have them look at your phone and find that. Then you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and then who
here
knows
comes the lawsuit and the lawyers.
Texting about embarrassing things.
All right. So what did I promise? We're going to talk about the woman who gave live birth, and she didn't know she was doing that. Jennifer Lopez has no idea why she's being called a diva. Okay. What else? Some idiot paid $180,000 for a piece of the floor from Kobe's last game. And a lot more. We're going to start the late show wrap-up. I've got a lot of good things on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.